Blog Talk Radio.
And I shouted Jesus two times, but when I jumped up the third time,
I hope that started you off on a good day, because my day been great ever since I woke up this morning. And I'm just going to keep it going on as long as I can, because this is what you need to do. This is it. Boy, if you think about the stuff that got you here from the start, golly, man, it's really not hard to God dog me feel good about what's going on. See, when I rose this morning, especially this morning, because I had a great evening yesterday, a wonderful night last night, spoke to a new friend, supposedly new friend. She was telling me about the programs that she's been doing for years and years, and she's finally getting to the edge to where she can call it successful. And I told her, well, I truly understand exactly what you're going through, for the simple reason the last 9-10 years I've been learning the auspices of the internet, the new social media language and stuff, as much as I could. I've been using the Obama theory. You know, President Obama had this theory. If the things that he couldn't do, he would hire the best person for that job, for that position, that knew what they was doing. You know, it all came from my forefathers and stuff like that, that knew what they was doing, because they didn't want to take everybody's job. That's what it's all about, learning to share from the start. So that's exactly what I've been doing is, I couldn't learn Twitter and, you know, not at a fast enough pace to own the company and run it like it's supposed to be ran and do Twitter at the same time. So I found in somebody that's going to do Twitter. I couldn't do Facebook because, man, it's difficult trying to talk to 20,000 people all at the same time, and then you get on something else and forget about what you was talking about. No, see, that's too much. That's too much pressure on an old man like me. So I had to get somebody to do Facebook. So, and with all of the other different things, the little nephew that I had pasting pictures for Instagram got a great job with Snoop Dogg. I said, God, that was one of those ever seats. You know, Snoop kind of stole my piece, my gold mine. So it's just on and on. And so finally I started receiving contracts a couple of weeks ago. So I'm back on air. It's just like the best part in the world is in Bon-Ton. You know, there's a party in Bon-Ton and a Bon-Ton party. Part over here, part over there. In Bon-Ton, there's a part everywhere. So I thought I could pick somebody up real easy, but, man, this boy ain't been gone but a couple of months, man. I thought I had him hooked, but Snoop Dogg got him. So now I'm going to have to go back through the family again and find me another Instagram person. So y'all just be careful. Hope you ain't my nephew or cousin or something. So I will make you work for me. But so that's what I've been doing. So it's been mighty great. It's been a wonderful journey because you learn so many new things and new faces and new features. And yes, it's monetization ready. So, you know, no, I'm not even concerned about that part, because that was first and foremost in this diligent journey. In the one guy asked me, Uncle Bill, you got the intestinal fortitude to be doing that kind of stuff after all your transplants and surgeries and stuff like that? I said, partner, if I don't, You just tell them folks at my funeral that he was trying. So, man, look here. I've been broke. I've been hungry. I've been homeless. I've been all of that. Now I want to see what it's like to try to get rich. So if anybody got a problem with that, please come tell me about it. Because I'm here to tell you. I'm striving for the platinum, y'all. Gold is not enough. Yeah, I've been here, you know, striving and surviving. That's not enough. I've been telling folks that since I was 6 years old, you know. Yeah, my mama told me we were poor. Yeah, I said, mama, we poor. We eat every day. We do everything else we want to every day. But see, I didn't realize I was the youngest. When I first started asking these questions, then just so happened Jane Parnell came along. But before then, I was the master of arms. If your arms couldn't help me, I'd tell you to leave me alone. So, with all of that being said, Lord have mercy, it's good. I found out types of friends I had, I find out, oh man, you know, you find out so many things when you're able to really look and not actually just, you know, put the rose-colored glasses on, but really see how your well-doing or your blessings affect other people. Y'all, we gonna get into all of that, but right now I'm waiting on this phone call from this wonderful young lady that's trying to teach these kids things that we were learning. See, a lot of y'all, you youngsters, don't even remember, and simply because it wasn't done in your time. They were teaching tap dance and what's the square dancing and stuff like that when I was in school, man. First, second, third grade and stuff, man. We was going to the orchestra. Man, you know, on field trips to the zoo, learning about animals and stuff. Kids don't do that no more. You have to learn this computer stuff and all of this. But, you know, there's a place for everything, and for everything is a place. And there's a time for everything. For everything is a time. But God, dog, man, you know, some of the things that made us brighter and delighter, you know, and all of that. Yeah, I made that word up. But it's so effective now that you look back on it and you can see some of the kids that don't even know Dr. Martin Luther King, that don't know, you know, who the governor is and stuff like that. It amazes me that these kids don't know none of the public officials and stuff. You know, we got to get back to the basics, y'all, you know. And I'm making my livelihood by social media, the radio, the television, and whatever else I can in the marketing and advertising industry. But I'm here to tell you, we are missing a lot by not really educating these children, man. So, you know, y'all look at it one way, I look at it another way, but guess what? The one that really worked is the one that I'm discussing. Because I can tell you some of the guys and girls that went further in life now, I mean, back then, than I can that's doing it now. I know it's a lot of bright directors and stuff like that, but they come from different schools of thought than what these kids nowadays in regular school are coming from. Just think about it. See, all of you all that want to argue the point, I can understand it because you just don't know. You're saying, what about us with these computers and stuff? You don't have any real knowledge of what went on, how you got to where you are. That means a lot. people. So if you can't understand where I'm coming from, that ain't my fault. I'm gonna laugh with you, because guess what? I'm here now, and I can tell you all of my kids, and I'm so very proud of them. I got some traveling around the world now. I got a great-grandnephew that's traveling around the world. When that boy got killed in Greece last, see, y'all don't even know anything about this kind of stuff here. For a simple reason, you're not aware of your current events. You're not aware of your past events. You don't know where you came from. And then now you're going to try to tell me where you're going. I don't see how you're going to get there. So let's stop that negative talk and let's get to walk. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you how I rose this morning. guess that wasn't good enough for you. So I already had this one waiting.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to get a little bit of Jesus and work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. While we trying to figure it out, tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Thank you.
I'm still here. Yeah, I got something coming. But, no, let me. Sorry to interrupt and stop y'all from having fun, but it's my day. What they used to call me.
Yeah.
if y'all didn't like that, golly, it's something I got to tell y'all. Because, man, y'all just don't understand. When folk are talking to you and sending you messages, you're supposed to be able to say, God, dog, I got that message. Because guess what? I got another one coming to y'all, and y'all going to enjoy it so much. I'm just going to have to tell y'all that the state fair is starting early this year. Y'all be ready. You talking about booming and screaming. It's got it going on, y'all. From September 29th to October 22nd, State Fair of Texas is going to blow y'all away. Y'all ain't never seen it like you're going to see it this year, because you're going to see it as the community it truly is. State Fair is a world by itself, and y'all just got to understand and know that. So it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. All I can tell y'all is play like some of them explorers in the old days. Just go see what's happening. State Fair of Texas, y'all, September 29th to October 22nd. It's going to be such a big blowout. Uncle Billy going to have it all over his websites and all over his radio shows and everywhere else he got. So y'all get ready, because here comes the State Fair of Texas, y'all. Have a good one.
I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kurt Franklin?
I love that name.
Oh, how I love.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, just won't leave you alone. Said he won't leave me alone. Oh, no. And I tell every Muslim, every Jew, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, what's going to happen to me? Henry B. has got to bow.
You tell him to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Oh,
I know. And y'all have a great day. Uncle Billy is out of here. God bless, and have a great evening. Good night.